Have you ever felt trapped in a job you despise but can't leave because of financial obligations? This is what Tom Barnum, a mysterious beekeeper, calls the honey trap, where we become prisoners of our single income stream. Our story begins with a pharmaceutical sales rep whose flat tire leads to a chance encounter with Tom, owner of a stunning estate called Tributary Acres. While waiting for a tow truck, Tom introduces him to beekeeping and shares a profound insight. Most people depend on a single income source, their job, which becomes a prison when they can't leave it. Just as bees become trapped protecting their honey, we become trapped by mortgages and lifestyle needs. The sales rep realizes he's wasting his life in a job he hates, and Tom gives him his first lesson. Transactions don't create wealth. Equity does. This encounter plants a seed that will grow into a complete transformation of his financial life. The difference between financial freedom and dependence lies in transactions versus equity. In sales, you earn through individual transactions, creating a single income stream dependent on your continued effort. Wealth, however, comes from owning assets that generate income without constant involvement. As Tom demonstrates with his beehives, he owns the equity while the bees handle the transactions. Without finding your surplus, whether money, time, or assets, you can't invest in creating equity and escape the honey trap. For our protagonist and Emma, their breakthrough comes when they recognize their finished basement as surplus ace. With its private entrance and amenities, it's ideal for short-term rentals. Despite their nervousness, they list it online, launching their first income stream, their first step toward financial independence. This small action marks a fundamental shift from depending solely on employment income to creating equity that generates returns. Success rarely comes without setbacks. After enjoying consistent income from their basement rental, disaster strikes when guests trash the place and steal their TV. Worse, they hadn't secured proper insurance, a detail they'd neglected. Their easy passive income suddenly seems neither easy nor passive. Seeking guidance, our protagonist visits Tom, who puts him to work repairing hive frames. When a bee stings him on the wrist, Tom teaches a valuable lesson. Most stings are a result of being in so much hurry for the honey that you forget about the work. The frames bear a small MIH brand. Make it happen. Tom's motto during early days when he was getting stung a lot. The best response to a sting isn't avoidance, but action, tackling problems head on. The stings are where the best honey is, Tom explains, noting that nature reserves wealth for those willing to face risk. This transforms their rental setback from a discouraging failure into a valuable lesson. Creating wealth requires embracing necessary pain and taking responsibility for your assets. With renewed determination, our protagonist and Emma use their rental income surplus to purchase a triplex. Despite hesitation about the financial risk, they embrace Tom's make-it-happen philosophy and take the leap. Their calculations confirm the property will generate profit, creating their second income stream. However, multiple streams of income quickly become multiple streams of work. Weekends fill with maintenance and tenant issues, and middle-of-the-night emergency calls become routine. This reality challenges the passive income fantasy many aspiring investors hold. Yet they persevere, applying Tom's approach of tackling problems directly. Their rental account grows rapidly alongside their workload, creating a dilemma. How can they scale without becoming overwhelmed? This question leads to their next breakthrough, understanding that true wealth creation isn't about doing everything yourself, it's about building systems that work without your constant involvement. The transition from operator to owner represents a crucial evolution in their wealth-building journey. Tom explains the crucial difference between solitary bees and honeybees. Solitary bees work alone, without specialization, and produce no honey, while honeybees live in colonies, specialize in different tasks, and collectively produce abundant honey. Emma realizes, "That's us! We're like the solitary bee! We're just struggling to get it all done by ourselves!" Tom confirms that wealth creation requires a hive, not solitary effort. This insight transforms their approach. They launch Honeybee Property Management, initially managing their own properties plus units for a local developer. After an initial adjustment period, they hire Dave, a retired contractor, who handles management while Emma focuses on sales. Soon, they're managing many more units, creating synergies with their real estate business. They add preventative maintenance services, both protecting properties and creating another revenue stream. The key lesson, asking who can do this rather than how can I do this, enables exponential growth. By building their hive, they transform from overwhelmed operators into strategic business owners. Not all ventures succeed. After a failed restaurant investment with his partner Buster, our protagonist questions his approach. Tom uses streams on his property as a metaphor. Business ventures should connect like waterways to form a river. He introduces the core stream concept, your main business that generates most income and represents your primary expertise. Every opportunity should connect to what you already know. While they failed in restaurants directly, they could have succeeded by renting to restaurants or financing real estate, staying within their expertise. Connected streams share advantages, transferable knowledge, shared customers and branding, and potential resource sharing. This insight leads to a breakthrough, realizing their property management expenses could become a business directly connected to their core real estate operations. This principle guides their future growth as they discover additional revenue streams within their properties, laundry facilities, parking, storage, tenant insurance, and construction projects. Each new venture passes their B filter test by connecting to their core business, creating powerful synergies. Despite becoming millionaires many times over, something feels wrong. Our protagonist visits Tom alone, with his relationship with Emma increasingly strained. He notices the normally gentle streams have become raging torrents during heavy rain. Tom uses this as a metaphor. Streams change as they grow. The bigger they grow, the more they change things around them. If they get big enough, they have a way of sweeping things away. Tom reveals his final wisdom. Unlike bees who instinctively make honey, humans need a purpose, a why, beyond accumulating wealth. Our protagonist realizes he and Emma lost their why, running their business on autopilot. This insight leads to their transformation, using their wealth to create positive impact by building a school. The journey from financial dependence to independence isn't just about accumulating wealth, it's about finding purpose. By building complementary income streams that feed each other, anyone can escape the honey trap of living paycheck to paycheck. The ultimate freedom comes when your wealth serves a purpose greater than yourself. What's your why beyond making money? Answer that, and you'll find the sweetest honey of all, a life of purpose, impact, and true fulfillment.